You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, that goes both ways. I stayed up a little past my bedtime last night because my team was playing on Sunday Night Football, so I had to stay up and get an eye full of that. Stay up? Yeah, do you ever stay up for something like that? And
no.
Do you ever stay up for anything? And then later you look back and you go, was that really?
Yeah. Like a House Hunters marathon or something. You're like, man, what am I doing?
And then you get to that point where you're like, well, no, I've stayed up this late. I might as well just keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be tired as it is. So,
yeah. So that was my night last night, checking that out. And then, yeah, we were talking about the upcoming debate, which is tomorrow night, and kind of chuckling about what kind of prep is going on and their talking points that they'll have sitting in front of them and who's most likely to wander off from the talking points. And
yeah.
I kind of think we all know who's more likely.
Well, honestly, I don't know. I think they both might wander a bit. Yeah, I was listening to a couple stories about how they're memorizing their attack points and their one-liners and their zingers. And mostly Biden is what I heard is doing that. And then I just saw something Trump's like, nah, I haven't really practiced, which I can see, you know, he's like, I'm not going to practice.
Yeah. In every debate these days, the goal is to get the one line that will become an audio file that everyone will share. You got to get that one line and
one
the shorter,
zinger.
The better.
Yep.
And they all kind of prep for that. They have teams on both sides that are working on, okay, we're going to wait till they bring up this, and then you use this line.
They got liner guys.
Right. And then everyone will repeat it for the next week or so. So, yeah, we're just being manipulated. You know, we're just manipulated.
It's going to suck me in, though. I'm going to plunk down and try to watch it just to see if what kind of a train wreck it is. And I don't know. I think at this point it's probably not going to sway anybody. I think everybody's kind of made up their mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Right?
These are probably like preseason football, not necessary at all.
We probably could all just go to the poll today, couldn't
and
we?
And be
just
done with it. We probably should.
I mean, really. Because you're exactly right. There's not one person in America who's saying, you know, I still don't know which way I'm going to go with this.
Waiting for these debates to see which way.
And quite honestly, at the risk of offending people and us getting hate email, if you are that person who's waiting to be swayed by a debate,
what are you doing?
I'm not even sure you should be voting. So
probably not.
I mean, if you don't know right now, you know, the two sides
at this point,
where they stand on things. I mean, anyway, enough of that. Let's not talk about that anymore. What'd you do this week? Anything fun?
Manual labor. And then I'll tell you what's going on our Nextdoor app. Fun was I got to see my buddies. I haven't seen a few of my friends in months. So we had a little driveway cocktail hour. So I was able to go sit on my friend Matt's driveway and kind of catch up with all the guys. And that was great. Yesterday, a few truckfuls of River Rock. And my dad came over and helped me shovel rock for a majority of the afternoon and finish some landscaping in the backyard. So
how much is River Rock?
Very sore. A truck bed full of it, which is a yard of River Rock is about $35. So not too bad.
Wait a minute, a yard, like a cubic yard?
Correct. Roughly 2,000 pounds.
So that's like
100 square feet or so.
Okay.
So I did couple hundred square feet of rock.
Wouldn't a cubic yard be 27 square feet?
I don't know. I had 100 square feet on one.
27 feet.
I'm not
three
talking
by
about
three
it.
By
it
three.
It was a lot of rock.
Okay.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And then let me tell you about the big thing going on our Ring neighborhood app and the Nextdoor app. Something is happening in Little Fun. And if you live out there and you subscribe to these services, you're seeing the bear. There is a bear on the loose in our neighborhood, Dom, and I wake up every morning to at least three or four posts from cameras and sightings and all that of the bear that's making the rounds. And turns out, as we were sitting on the driveway with my friends, some guy pulled up and was talking to Matt, and he said, hey, just so you know, the other night I pulled into the neighborhood, and that bear was sitting on your front porch. just hanging out. And we're like, what?
Well, you thought the party started early.
Right, yeah. You had a little cooler and stories and dad jokes. But it's making the rounds. So now we're very cautious about letting the dog in the backyard and things like that. Because potentially a bear, Dom.
Bear been named by anybody yet?
No, I don't think so.
I'm surprised.
The funny thing that I wanted to do, since there's so many videos of this dumb bear floating around, everyone's freaking out. Last night, we were looking at Halloween costumes for Reed, and there's an inflatable bear costume on Amazon. I'm thinking about buying it.
No, because then somebody will shoot a tranquilizer.
No. Just walking past my cameras, like in the middle of the night, like it's a bear wandering around, and then posting those as, uh-oh, another bear sighting. And it's just me in an inflatable bear costume. Yeah. You dig it?
Can you dig it? That's hilarious, but I'm not
all day kidding. Long, that's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but I guarantee you some idiot will shoot him.
I'm going to go rummage through some trash cans and get it on tape.
Speaking of which, you know, I told you how Gretchen is absolutely infatuated with wild mushrooms these days. Mm. She's out in the woods all the time.
Yeah.
She started an Instagram page that's just like a mushroom for mushroom fans.
Uh-huh.
Boom, it blew up like within like 4 days. She just got
a bunch
like
of potheads or what?
A ton of followers or something.
Huh.
So that's a really interesting community. But when she goes out like in the woods behind our house, she came back the other day. She goes, I see a couple of like hunters. What are they called? Like a deer blind, that kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Because there's deer all over the place here. And it is tis the season, I believe. So, honest to God, we got her a big orange vest.
That's probably smart.
To go to wear when she goes out there, because I'm pretty sure she could, like, could get shot hunting mushrooms because of all the redneck.
There's one! Get her!
That's right.
Oh, no. That's sexy.
So I sent her out yesterday. I got her a little pair of antlers to wear.
Ooh. Made a lot of nice tail references. Oh, my gosh.
Those are your ridiculous odds and ends with your boys.